Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on all my lonely. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ. Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health can, baby.
To seek out
Janu.
New life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wreck the Game Radio with your host DJ Smell the International
Call. Hail, from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
Goddamn. One time for the four.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm getting the motherfuckers.
1 minute to auto destruct.
Sons of bitches. All right, people, check it out. We are up in the
building.
Don't know where all that came from. Right. Check it out, people. Wednesday, Wednesday, and the weed off of my throat, presents Why Buy Motherfucking Ford. You know what I'm saying? Ford anything. Ford truck, van, car, bicycle, anything with Ford name on it. It's found on the roadside dead. That's why I should have put in the damn description. Ford is found on the roadside dead. That's what the hell it stands for. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's why this is actually a late show, you know what I'm saying? Starting at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Got to keep it real, keep it trill. And it's been crazy, you know what I'm saying? So I got to roll up, do what I do, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to come back and tell y'all what the happened, you know what I'm saying? What the happened? Because we have shit just dropped off up in the end. Oh, man. It's going down, man. All right, damn it. Motherfucking Ford. Ford has pissed me off, people. Ford has really pissed me off. Fuck them. Started saying y'all a little kind of city, y'all. Money on my mind. Wrecking the Game Radio. Starts to smell it fried. Can't smell so good in the building.
Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grill. Bankroll so big. Hoes on my dick. Trying to get a quick lead. I got a stack quick. Break it on down. I'ma sell it this shit. Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grill. Bankroll so big. Hoes on my dick. Trying to get a quick lead. I got a stack quick. Break it on down. I gotta keep it pushing, man. Money to the ceiling. No woman shows up, paper holes, or even drug dealing. Freaks to the ceiling, man. I must be amazing. Ain't telling shit, bitch. Call Perry Mason. Unsolved mystery. I'm about to let it jump a train. Indicators weak, yeah. I'm about to let my nuts hang. Round City Records, and we do it B.I.G. Spinning things on a charger. Got your bitch off all of me. What the fuck you talking about? Your studio gang can't never kill shit, so I'ma call you Wayne. I got the right girl, and it's going for the lower round here. Crown City is a slight chance of snow. I got the snipers on the roof. My trap is hater proof. Money, right, don't need a title, ripping up the booth. I got the snipers on the roof, my trap is hater proof. Cruise on money, right, don't need a title, ripping up the booth.
Yeah.
Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grill, bankroll so thin. Hoes, I'm a dick, trying to get a quick lead. I got a stack quick, bring it on down, I'ma sell it this shit. Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grill, bankroll so thin. Hoes, I'm a dick, trying to get a quick lead. I got a stack quick, bring it on down, I'ma sell it this shit. Give me your number, yeah, I'ma hit you right back. I got a bet, I call a nigga on the 2 stacks. Gotta get my cheese up, money over everything. What the fuck I look like, what's your pocket chain? Just bought a new whip on a Nana Dane. Just left the studio with the hit man. Yeah, I need to slow down, but I love a ball. Hoes on me so much, they take me through the mall. Bitches coming down my dozen like a crater egg. Did it to the small, but she got some big legs. This looking juicy, so I call that bitch Lucy. Trying to get fixin' when she only that Gucci. Call me up with heels, cause I made them hoes wet. Or will a fortune dick, cause I bet they make a bet. Yes, but we'll come on money so long. When I finish this track, we'll be singing this song. Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip, bankroll so big. Hoes, I'm a dick. Trying to get get a quick lick. I got a stack quick. Break it on down, I'm selling this shit. Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip. Bankroll, so big. Hold on my dick. Trying to get a quick lick. I got a stack quick. Break it on down, I'm selling this shit.
And this is the Weeze Day Wednesday edition, man. Just letting y'all know, you know what I'm saying? We up here live in the building. Camera smells so good. Sending shots out of Easy Ride up in here. MrBiz66.com himself, you know what I'm saying? Y'all already know how we do. You know what I'm saying? Either, well, shit, even when he ain't coming through. You know what I'm saying?
Bubba here to talk to you about Bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at Bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at Bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from Bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com right now.
Yeah.
What it do, this Q Phrase over here on Trade 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fight the Power, hanging out, doing what it do. We lit hanging out on the corner of Trade 4, and always keeping it lit. That's well educated and literate, y'all. Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTP. Come on, hang out, get some of that fried fish, y'all.
That's real. Get into a little cue right there, you know what I'm saying? This is Brother Man. Brother Man.
Brother Man, oh Brother Man, please help me understand. Why would you make us beg, fight, and protest for books we still can't read? Wear shades when we can't see. Hide from the world our eyes and call us blind. Brother Man, oh Brother Man, why? When you promised us books, instead you give my neighborhood drugs and jugs. Instead of a spokesman, we get a dope man to excite the wiles and the ways of the man. You tell us to follow thee. Let Cain be the leader. Brother Man, oh Brother Man, please help me understand. Why would you offer us freedom when the ideology of free is an oxymoron? From Economics 101 we learn there is no such thing as a free lunch. So Brother Man, who slaved when I did not labor, starved when I overfilled my plate and my cup runneth over. Instead of liberty, we've been united under the degradation of greed. Brother Man, oh Brother Man, please teach me, because I can already feel the heat from the steam that will smoke these mirrors and breed conspiracy. Love gave me life, lied about liberty and denied me my right to be happy. But as told by Thomas Jefferson, education can offer us bliss and oppression. So Brother Man, please stop holding it to your discretion and lying about why I should hate my brother. 'Cause not even the dumbest of dogs are concerned with color. And we're supposed to be intelligent. We were given dominion over all, but still we can protect ourselves from our own damnation. We're smart enough to start wars, but in the end, not even then, do we see how far we are from the true teaching? Mm-hmm. Brother man, oh brother man, please don't hold the seeds that were promised to me, the seeds to produce the trees of life, a long prosperous life, the pursuit to happiness and the liberation found in education. So brother man, oh brother man, please help me understand, how can I get my papers, because I am not free until I am educated.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Language, you know what I'm saying? That was funny.
Yeah, you know what you mean, man. Yeah.
Well, Adam, brother.
I know, man.
Chilling like a motherfucking villain.
Yeah, man. So you sound today. You're sounding just like I'm talking.
Well, I'm high, man. I mean, shit.
Drag it, man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
I had to stop weed because I almost jumped off a building.
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
I'm telling you, man, you take one hit, you're hooked.
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
All I can say for all you kids out there, go to a 12-step program.
There ain't no motherfucking kids out there listening to this goddamn show.
Oops, sorry. I thought this was like Romper's Room.
Romper's Room. Hell no, I remember that shit, Romper's
Room.
Yeah,
like Miss Janie was on her. She'd get her mirror out and go, what'd she say, Romper's song? Tell me, kids, what you see. I look at my fucking mirror. What's she say? She said something like that. Romper Stomper, look at my fucking mirror, you little bunch of assholes.
So how the website going, bro?
You don't like them Fords, huh?
No, I don't fuck with no goddamn Ford, man. That shit sucks, man.
Well,
I mean,
don't feel bad.
I got a Chevy.
I have a Chevy.
Easy to work on, though.
Yeah, but guess what? That Chevy cost $1,000 to get inspected. I couldn't fucking believe it. That fucking pollution bullshit. It wouldn't pass the emissions. I had to stick $400 in the emissions. It still wouldn't pass the emissions. They have a rule here in Pennsylvania that if you stick $400 in the emissions and it still doesn't pass, you can take it to a special place and they will give you a waiver. But not until you stick $400 or $500 into it. Because that don't suck. Yeah.
Well, they used to do that back in the days, but they discontinued that. Yeah.
And what they're doing in here, those fucks.
Doing EPA testing, yeah. Well, I mean, they taxing us every other fucking way on tolls and all the other kind of bullshit, you know what I'm saying? They getting their money, believe you me. I guess they say, fuck it, that's a hassle. Because they had, you know, else for everybody, the truckers and everybody, so there was a lot of work in doing that shit. So they made everybody come through, all the semi-trucks, everybody. You know, as in the state of Florida, you had to come through the little checkpoint, you know what I'm saying? Get some shit inspected.
So what's up at the 4 o'clock show?
The goddamn Ford.
The what?
The goddamn Ford.
So you get in trouble with your car, so you're relieving the stress by having a show at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, well, I mean, because it broke down on me last night. I was coming off the expressway. I cruised off the expressway and then pulled over to the side, popped the hood. Bitch wouldn't crank up, so I already knew it was overheating. So I'm standing out there. It's about 4 in the morning, 3:30, 4 in the morning.
A black man on the side of the street with his car broke at 4 in the morning. Okay.
And a raggedy-ass van at that, headlight. Fucking hanging all out. I mean, real, no bump on the front, wooden bump on the back.
Oh, fuck.
You know what I'm saying? This shit just look fucked up. I'm high to the bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm already closed. Like, fuck, man. So, come to find out, you know, the Lord look out for his people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Black chick pulled over. I see this chick went by me. She went down the way, pulled all the way around into this complex. And got out. Little short chick, military, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Started spilling her whole story, how she, you know, was in a divorce and all this and that. And then helped me push the goddamn van. Well, help, but, you know, I pushed that motherfucker. I pushed the damn van out the road. I pushed that bitch for at least a quarter mile.
Holy
up a little
fuck.
Hill. And then told her to get her ass in and steer that bitch. And I pushed that motherfucker all the way down and around a corner into a parking space. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't want
to. Did you push it with her car?
Was it? You know what I'm saying? That would have been
too
knowledgeable,
easy.
But no, at the same time, I got a wooden bumper.
That would have made it all the better. It wouldn't have hurt her bumper then. It would have wooden bumper.
No, it's got a built-on tow hitch.
Oh,
so
I see.
It's a big old notch that's sticking
out.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can't.
Right.
It prevents that. But that would have been damn sure easy on my back because, man, when I got up this morning, oh, man, my whole fucking side hurt.
Get the car running?
So, yeah, so I ended up waiting on everybody, and everybody was talking about they're on their way. So, like, 11:30, I was like, fuck it, man, I'm finna go and ride. I jumped on the bicycle, went to across the street, put some air in it, and I rode. I rode over shit like 2 miles, man, to where the goddamn car at. And, crunk the motherfucker up. It crunk up. So I was like, well, fuck. Threw some little bit of water that I had, then drove that bitch to the gas station and actually drove to the gas station and then put some more water into it. And then it act like it ain't want to leave the gas station. Ran out of gas at the gas station.
Oh, man.
I'm like, God damn. But I had, a couple of dollars on me, so I went and threw gas in it. 2 gallons of, $6 worth of gas in the motherfucker. And then, crunk the motherfucker up, and then it putted, man. I mean, I did the 2 foot driving. I did that
yeah.
shit all the way fucking home.
What was wrong with the car?
It's the water pump, I think, going out. That's what it looked like. That's what it looked
yeah,
like.
But that's not going to cause it not to run right. It's good. When it's cold, it'll run right. It'll cause it to leak the water out and then overheat
right.
your engine. But
right.
On a cold start, it should run okay then.
Right.
The water...
It started. Yeah. It, every time I put water into it, it'll crank up and then it'll run.
Okay.
It's just
now,
for
how
a few
much
minutes.
Water? Listen to me. How much water is leaking out of it?
Yeah, then the whole thing, as soon as I put it in there, it's
so as soon as you put it in, it's gone, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so no stop sealer will work on it.
Nah, yeah.
It's too big.
I mean, I looked underneath. I got all the way fishing
okay.
underneath it.
Now, answer me this question. Did you pull out your dipstick for your oil and see if there's water in it?
No, I checked. Yeah, I checked the oil. Yeah, there ain't nothing in it.
Okay,
I ain't blow no head on it. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
so that'll be, it's good. It's worth probably fixing, probably,
yeah.
Put the water pump on, or maybe it's a hose or something. You don't know. Maybe a blow-off valve. You don't know.
No, but I see it's actually leaking, though, from behind the pulley. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so it's
shot. Right. So you got to put a water pump on it.
Yeah, it's definitely leaking. I mean, it's leaking. Like,
now, there's something you ought to think about. How many miles are on it?
Over 200,000.
Okay, just a thought now. Now, listen to me. I know a lot about cars. I used to own a car dealership, so I know lots about used cars. Now, what you ought to do, if you think you're going to keep it, while you have the water pump out and you have it ripped on, seriously think about putting a timing belt on it.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah, because you already...
Ripped on, and you might as well just rip it down a little bit more and throw that timing belt in there, because believe me, they go. If that many miles on that Ford, that timing belt's going to go, I promise you.
Yeah. That's $160 for that, just for the tune-up. I already paid $100 for the parts. That's $260 right there. Then you're talking about doing the water pump. Water pump going to be at least $40-$50. You know what I'm saying? Plus the labor on that. You know what I'm saying? Which probably going to be at least $60-$70. If it's probably about $60-$70, because that don't seem like it's too hard. I mean, I'm still looking like around $500. You know what I'm saying?
Is it worth putting $500 into it?
Yeah, that's why, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
You got to make that decision, Smelly.
I got rid of the first one, it was worth it. If I would have just
pay attention. Junk cars are going for $200 when you junk them now.
Yeah, I can get $200 for it. Yeah,
they'll pay $200 for it. So what you need to do is to take that $200 that you get for scrapping it, and the $500 you're going to put into it, add that to the $200, you got $700 to find a decent ride. Now, you can find a decent ride for $700.
Yeah, for $7, yeah.
Okay. So
this one for $400. She wanted $5, but ended up talking down to $4.
Oh, there you go.
you know, came and got it for $400. So
yeah,
I mean,
don't fuck with that van. It's got too many miles on it. Too many miles.
Yeah, yeah. It's already aggravating. It's already no. You know, if I got to put $160 or $220, that was just shade tree. If I got to put $220 like the shop say, and that's if I buy the part, and if they do the part, it's like $400 and something. And
forget
it's
about
like
it.
Half a day just to
done
do
deal.
The tune-up.
Done deal. Case solved. Case solved. Junk the van, get the $200, add $400, and buy yourself a decent ride.
Just get another ride, man. So, but this go around, I think I'm just going to get a car. I keep getting vans and shit. And, because I got big speakers and shit. But them bitches in storage. I don't even hardly bring the motherfuckers out. And I need to get around more than I actually got to, you know, use the big boy speakers.
I'll tell you, a car that really holds up good is a Toyota. If you can find any Toyotas, especially a 4-speed Toyota. If you can drive a 4-speed, if you don't mind, if you get a 4-speed Toyota, that's what pizza delivery guys drive. And they drive like a Toyota in the 90s. And they get a 4-speed.
I need like a hatchback. That's what I really want, something like a hatchback. You know
what
I'm saying?
You get a Toyota hatchback, sure.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. I'm on Craigslist right now, though. I'm actually on Craigslist.
Yeah, Toyota's a good car, though, Smelly, though. They last long. You know, you can put 200,000-300,000 miles on them, but no problem.
Oh, shit, that's what's up. That's what's up. Well, hey, no offense, brother, but I gotta let you know. I smoke alone, goddammit. What's nice?
Nobody else. Describing is the complete end of democracy, the end of what matters to people, the end of what happens to the human journey. And for that reason, I think this is revolting.
Website Westside Underground.
Yeah, it's been a minute now, but I went back in the days.
You can go there now. He's got some brand new jams out that are really fucking good, man. That's WestsideUnderground.com. That's spelled W-E-S side with a Y. Side.
Y.
Yeah.
W-E-S
Y. If you can't find it up in a search engine, put it in a Google search, and you'll get close to it. You know. But he's offers all free music on there. I don't know where he disappeared to. I wrote him an email about a month ago, and he hasn't wrote back. I mean, the guy got a lot of talent, and I don't think he's utilizing it. You know what I mean, Smell?
Mm, Well, if he out and about, he might be out and about promoting the music. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no telling.
Well,
he might be out.
I think he's pretty damn good, though, don't you? Really? I mean.
Yeah, that's jam.
I mean, you know, he does a little bit of synthesized music here, but he does play drums and he's got three people in the band. He got a guitarist, he's got a saxophone player, and he's the drummer and singer. So it's not like one of these keyboard bands, you know what I mean? Keyboard things, you know what I'm saying? He actually plays the instruments, which is nice. I like instrument playing. I can't stand everything synthesized. I hate it.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking people think they got talent. They ain't got no talent when they don't play no fucking instruments.
Spill those goddamn tobacco shit.
Fucker, I'll backhand some son of a bitch.
Sorry about that.
Who needs backhanded?
There we go. All right, people. You already know. Hold on.
Talked to your boy lately, Goofy?
Yeah, he was, I got down, missed his show and shit yesterday. I ain't shit. Forgot all about it. How do you forget a show that happens right after your show? I was out in a motherfucker. That's what happened. As you know, that's what archives are for. The good
get
time.
A gun and put it in your mouth and pull it. End it all.
Now, I put a blunt in my mouth and pull
the
it.
Blunt in your mouth.
And I end it all.
Cigar, cigarette, Tipperillo blunt.
Swiss is sweet. Cigarello. Sounds like a Swiss is sweet, man. Holding it down. So what's happening in Pennsylvania today, man? What's going
watching
on
them Steelers time? Kick ass, man.
Oh, yeah? It's Bird.
My boy Harrison fucking crippled two guys in one game.
Football dangerous game.
We ain't taking no fucking prisoners, you understand me? There's no prisoners, okay? Big Ben's back, and we ain't taking no fucking prisoners.
Whoa. Whoa. I felt that, man. I felt that was real powerful.
Come on, suck my Peter. Come on. Come on, blow me.
Wow. Like a Chinese person.
Come on.
Yeah, Chinese people get mad and shit. Yeah, man.
I don't know who's higher, you or me.
Oh, man.
Get out!
Yeah, man. All right, I have to play some new, man. Fucking
little there's
fucking
a good show on that I helped put together tonight. I made friends with a kid that was on Hell's Kitchen. He was on her. His name was Raj, R-A-J. And he was like the most controversial chef they've had on there. He was a real crazy motherfucker, man. And I got the Jay Real Show to feature Raj tonight on their show at 8:30. So that ought to be an interesting show tonight on the Jay Real Show. Maybe you ought to go there and try it out, Smelly.
Raj. Can you cook pussy? How you cook pussy? I got some pussy in a can. I want to cook it up.
I like pussy.
See if I like cook up camel pussy. I got some camel pussy in a can.
I like camel toe. All
right.
Camel toe pussy.
In a can.
In a can. With Prince Albert.
Fucking whole clergy. Whole goddamn family going to hell, man. Fucking fags. Whole bunch of fags coming out of the closet and shit. And then I hate to go into the stores with all these goddamn National Enquirers and all these fucking headlines, you know what I'm saying? They want to slander people's lives and shit, you know what I'm saying? They live it. Oprah is gay and the secret hideaway.
Oh, I always knew she was gay. I knew that.
John Travolta in shocking affair. I mean, and they got his ass looking like Jabba the Hutt. I'm like, God damn, he looked fat as fuck.
John Travolta, yeah. He, you know what? He gains weight for certain films. I've noticed on a couple of his films, he was heavy. And then I've seen him interviewed before the film, and he said that he purposely gained that weight to play that role.
Damn. That's crazy.
I liked him in the movie Two-Faced or something like that, Double Take or Two-Faced, where he takes that one guy's face.
Yeah.
He puts it on his face, and that was amazing.
Face off.
Yeah, that was good.
That was all. Yeah,
I liked that one, and I liked him in The Punisher.
That was good.
You see The Punisher?
Was he in The Punisher?
Yeah, he played that guy, that real rich guy, that blew up The Punisher when he killed his wife and kids.
Yeah.
He was the first Punisher, yes.
Okay.
I think his name was... Who was Swordfish? Swordfish. Do you remember who that was?
Yeah, that was. That was Swordfish with Halle Berry, John Travolta. Yeah.
Okay.
And that was all them. Yeah.
That was a good one.
And that's when he did the high-tech shit he had. But that's when he had his own clone of himself.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Base Off was with Nicolas Cage.
Right, exactly. You're right.
That's what it was, Nicolas Cage.
I guess he likes to fuck around with his face, huh?
Yeah, but it was both of them, though, wasn't it? It was Nicolas Cage and John Travolta.
Yes. Yeah. Nicolas Cage did the Face Off one.
Yeah.
And the other one was Swordfish with Halle Berry, and I forget that one black guy actor. What was his name?
He done played in a lot of movies, too.
Yeah. Bald-headed guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bald-headed,
yeah.
Always plays like he's rich.
Yeah, and then he played a couple cop roles and shit, too.
Right. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I can't think of his damn name, though.
We don't give a fuck if everybody else don't know, but we know.
Somebody out there knows. If you know, call up right now, 347-237-5125, if you know. All right.
We're giving away $100 to the caller. If anybody can call here in 1 minute with that answer, they get $100, and I promise I will send it.
There you go. Right now, and that's sponsored by www.biz66.com.
That's right. 60 seconds.
You got 60 seconds to call. 347-237-5125. You got 60 seconds, people. You got the countdown going on. I'm looking at the clock right now. Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock on my cock. Tick-tock. You got 30 seconds, goddammit.
Put your lips upon my cock.
$100, people. Y'all missing $100. $100 freaking, man.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, put your lips on my cock.
15 seconds.
Well, we tried to give that money away today. We couldn't give it away.
Nine.
So tomorrow we're going to end the giving $200 for the new question.
Five, four, three,
ring,
two,
ring, ring,
five,
ring.
And y'all going to get 200 free bids on
Biz66.com. I'm safe today. No,
there
I was
going to
give $100.
Oh, well.
That's okay. We'll give bids next time. We'll do that for questions on her. That ought to be fun. Give away free bids to answer some trivia questions. But you know what?
Man.
Another show was doing it, and I was like at that show there. He was giving $20 a week, and if he didn't guess the show, it would add up every week. So when I got there, it was like up to $80, okay? So he asked this question. I happened to be in the Navy, and it was a nautical question, you know, about Navy and that. And he asked this question. I hurried up and Googled it. I had it in a second. I hurried up and called him back. I got it. You know what I mean? So he was getting on to me because he had to keep sending that $20 out to me. He was getting a little pissed off, you know? And he quit doing it. You know what I mean? Then what he did, he pulled a fast one. He gave the question. Then he had somebody he knew call in with the answer. You know that fucker?
What a
fucking prick he was.
Yeah.
I quit listening to his show. Fuck him.
Yeah, but Goofy used to give away all them gift certificates and all that stuff. And he honored all his shit, so, you know.
Oh, if I say something, I honor it. If someone would have guessed that, I would have sent him $100. I swear I would have. You know I would have. I'm not like that. I pay, man. I play when I pay.
I got to pay to play, people. Got to pay to play or something like that. Play to pay, some shit like that. You know what I'm saying. Check it out. Got a new song by Mr. Goofy Bone and featuring Fluid. Straight Lows. This is like, wow.
They got some new records that I heard the other day. They were pretty good.
Yeah. You got new videos, too. You got to check them out on YouTube. You got,
yeah.
You got videos for all his songs. So check them out, Straight Lope. That's STR.
Why don't you put a link in the chat for us, please?
Lope. Yeah, for all 400 people. Right. I got
you. Everybody's asking for a link.
Yeah, I'm into the song, man. Timberland 6-inch high boot boots. Hit a run on my life, all he wanted, loop. Cock the grass over with the force and shoot. Hit her with the lightning like the input I do. Bust a pearly white, I think cause I'm a storm true. Growl a light, you back, I will sack her in her. She's a or no fall and move her like a. She don't like six, no more, she transform like a. I'm gonna record and pull up my If Nicki Minaj gets off about chick, then I get told about chick. You like chick, I like big. Banger like a donkey truck, she changed cause she has bro. Pop the brother balls, I to the mouth and let her ass go. 200 nuts in 200 days. I fucked her up in 200 ways. Never be given up with tricks up the sleeve. Clever, I make a chick pull out that indignant weed.
I'm going to fuck a lesbian.
I'm gonna step on her fur burger and give her what she needs.
I'm gonna fuck her, and she's gonna bring out some bread.
Gonna bring up the bread. That's what the fuck is his name? Scott something. What the fuck is his name? Scott Hires. That's the lesbian song right there. And yeah, we up in there, you know what I mean? Doing real bad. What the fuck? Yeah. Oh. There we go. Make sure we get it right. God damn it. Make sure we get it right. Hey, did you?
And
okay. Hello.
Yo.
Hey, did you check out the Goofy Bone video with the cartoon?
Yeah, I seen that with that Goofy cartoon. Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard. A friend of his made that for him.
Well, that is the Goofy Bone dog, you know. I think I've seen that dog. Isn't that dog like the regular cartoon character for it?
Yeah, but she took all the little clips, you know what I'm saying, and made
right,
I
right,
Want to Get
right.
High, you know what I'm saying?
Right. That was good. I've seen that, yeah.
You know, he can't use it. Like, you know what I'm saying? He can't, like, you know, put
publish
on
it.
A video.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, he can for YouTube purposes, hell yeah.
Right, he can fuck around with it.
So she hooked that up. Shouts out to, I forgot who the hell produced that. Matter of fact, this was nothing to say. Oh, that's In the Sky. Check them out. They are there. Out the sky. Want to be with them girls.
That.
Good.
Hey, did you ever read a Reese's Fast Break?
A Fast Break?
Yeah, chocolate bar Fast Break.
Oh, no.
I am about to eat one for the first time.
What is a Fast Break?
It's a Reese's Fast Break. I'm ready to bite into it.
Oh.
Here I go. Right. I am biting into it right now.
Dorian Missick.
All it is an elongated Reese's cup.
Oh, okay. Life After Dusk Live, scheduled to the show, Brown Girl Entertainment, Eye Candy and Breast Cancer Awareness, October 21st, 2010 at 8 p.m. Y'all make sure y'all check that out. That's tomorrow night, Thursday night. And MZM Indie Radio got a show scheduled. R&B artist Rodemy, and then that's for October 21st. October 20th, 7 p.m.
You actually believe these stoners are going to remember them dates?
Hey, man, you know, power of the archives, man. You keep running it back, goddamn it, if you forget the date. Yeah, but I don't fucking remember. You know, yeah. All right, Wednesday, Wednesday, people, I got a little bit more weed this morning. A little more reefer to smoke. Two smokes on weed. Oh.
Smoke this. Smoke these nuts.
Hot nuts. Oh,
hot nuts, hot nuts, hot nuts. I like it. Hot nuts, hot nuts.
Hot nuts, hot nuts, hot nuts. I say hot nuts, hot nuts, hot nuts. Fuck it, people. The number one song of the hour.
Ow!
Look here, girls, I'm dressed in black. My nuts are so big, I keep them in a sack. Hot nuts, hot nuts, hot nuts, I say, I'm your peanut man. Well, girls, I got on peach. My nuts are so juicy, I want you to suck them, cause they don't stink. Hot nuts, hot nuts, hot nuts, I say, I'm your peanut man. I got the biggest old nuts you ever seen. Hot nuts, hot nuts, hot nuts, I say, oh, I'm your peanut man. Today I'm wearing brown. My nuts is good and big and round and almost dragging to the ground. Hot nuts, hot nuts, hot nuts, I say, oh, I'm your peanut man. Your peanut man. Yes! Girl, to me. Don't miss your nut man today. Ladies, gather round. You see, today I'm wearing white. Cause these old nuts is uptight, all right and out of sight. Woo! Girls, look at your daddy, he's wearing red. But he don't give up no goddamn head. Cause my lead ain't dead. So I'd like to jump up and down with you in my big old brass bed. Cause I got nuts on the wall, nuts on your chest, nuts under your chin. The only thing left is for me to put my dick in your mouth. The girls look, I got on a pretty suit of gray. If you want these nuts, you damn sure gonna have to pay. Hot nuts, hot nuts, hot nuts, I say, I'm your peanut man. Girls, I'm wearing yellow. These nuts is good and mellow. Hot nuts, hot nuts, hot nuts, I say, I'm your peanut man. Today, I'm wearing blue. Come on and crack these nuts. You know just what to do. Hot nuts, hot nuts, hot nuts.
Hey, congratulations.
When everything is right, there's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like, I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
For the nutty news of the day, nutty news of the mother day. Y'all already know what time it is. Let me go ahead and beam everybody in. Oh, man, how we do around here? Y'all already know how we do around here. Wednesday, Wednesday. What the?
Timmy!
God damn it, Timmy. Shit. You do that every time. I'm sorry, brother. You do that every time. All right, people, it's time to get into the Nutty News. Nutty News of the Day brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy news from around the world. And when I say the world, I mean the world. Oh, yeah. All right, I got to get prepared for the news. Wow, how do you do that? You ever seen a $10,000 bill? Very easy, rather. Easy, rather. Easy, rather. Easy, rather. Biz66.com. Okay. Seems as if I have lost the caller. But anyways, in Massachusetts, a woman brings a fake $10,000 bill to the bank. A $10,000 bill. Yeah. The staff at Massachusetts Bank just wasn't buying it. The suspicious staffers quickly determined that the bill a woman brought into the Lowell Bank was a fake. Michael Gallagher, risk management director at Enterprise Bank, tells the Son of Lowell that it is believed there are only about 300 $10,000 bills left, and most are in the hands of collectors. Wow, they actually had motherfucking $10,000 bills. Yeah, he's going to print up a $10,000. Who the fuck going to be walking around with a $10,000 bill? I'll buy that for a dollar. Anyway, over here in Detroit, skip parent and teacher conference and go to jail. God damn it. Right. I need to be all everywhere. Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy is pushing for a law that calls for jail time for parents who skip parent-teacher conferences, a plan some call inspired and others consider the nanny state run amok. Worthy pitched her plan to the Detroit City Council and is shopping it to the Wayne County Commission and state legislature. Drawing a link between parental involvement and youth crime, Worthy wants a sponsor to guide the idea to law. Goddamn right, I'm all for that, girl. Matter of fact, hold on. Give you a fucking award for that one. Yeah. Oh, man. There you go, baby. Thank you. Thank you. Dog will give me a little time to roll my weed up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Oh. call it. Turnpike Authority worker earned $323,985. Right. Auditors say the New Jersey Turnpike Authority wasted $43 million on unneeded perks and bonuses. In one case, an employee with a base salary of $73,469 earned $321,985 when all payouts and bonuses were included. The audit says that total dollars were spent on items ranging from an employee bowling league to employee bonuses for working on birthdays. All this took place while tolls were being increased. Come on, man. Y'all know that motherfucking bullshit steady going on, man. Probably going on down here, too. That's why I keep ripping everybody off. Talking about some motherfucking tolls. Like you need a goddamn toll. What the hell, though? Not buying that for a dollar. All right, anyways. Over in Connecticut, man is arrested for sexually assaulting... Okay, people. Okay. Know what the hell is bestiality coming to life for, but yeah. Man is arrested for sexually assaulting a horse. Right. Shelton man is under arrest Monday for sexually assaulting a horse. Marion Beagle stated that he was comforting the horses that were scared by a loud noise. Beagle stated that he may have inadvertently put his fingers inside one of the horses. And inadvertently put... Beagle was arrested and charged with cruelty to animals. Sexual assault, fourth degree sexual assault, third degree criminal trespass, and second degree breach of peace. Damn, they stacked it up on them. God damn. And then you come to this show and still get you an award.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood... sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit. And scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
A little delayed there, but thank you. Get your punk ass out of the way. Get out of the way, boy. Shit, goddamn it.
Timmy!
Move. Keep touching all the buttons, people. I'm sorry. Hey, Heaven Lane's up in the building. All right, well, that happened. You know what I'm saying? Don't buy no goddamn Fords, girl. That's all I got to tell you. Shit, stay away from the mother Fords. Mother Fords. Shit. Just in time for the nutty news, though, girl. Get your nut on. You know what I'm saying? Get your nutty on. Ow, ow. Damn, that's too crazy right there. Stop fucking horses, people. Leave the animals alone. Damn. Over in Florida, woman falls from moving motorhome. Going to the bathroom. What? A 55-year-old woman suffered serious injuries after she fell out of a motorhome that was traveling on Interstate 10. Sharon R. Glover walked to the rear of the motorhome to use the restroom. According to the Florida Highway Patrol, Glover somehow fell out of the vehicle and slid 100 feet on the paved emergency lane before hitting the grass shoulder. Glover had been drinking. Ah, come on, man. How the hell? You already know. Come on, people.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Too crazy. Shouts out to Side 9 and Miss Evelyn. Shouts out to Easy riding out with me. Goofy Bone, everybody out there, you know what I'm saying? Well, in Everland, in the archives, or wherever. That's how we catch up most people in the archives. We don't catch it live, we catch it in the archives. Something that's computer related. Sweet D Love, all my friends out there, everybody, instead of Jay, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, people. All right. Excuse me, I'm trying to roll up. Get my reefers right. Hey, we're over here in Easy Rider Land, Pennsylvania. All right.
Yeah.
Failed a drug test by eating a bagel with poppy.
Yeah. That was big news around here.
What?
Yeah. A lady was having a baby, went and had a baby. Okay. So they drug tested her while she had the baby. And they found opiate in her system. They went to her house, took the baby off of her, and put her in jail. And here, all it was she went to a Dunkin' Donut and ate a poppy seed bagel. And the poppy seed tested her positive for the opiate, for poppy seed opiate.
Damn. Did they end up giving the baby back and shit?
Yeah, they had some explaining to do, that's for sure. But yeah, you can test positive, people. Do not, if you're going for a drug test, do not eat any poppy seed bagels.
Well, anything with poppy seed in it, period. But ain't that the same like a Burger King bun with the set?
No, no. No, they won't. It usually doesn't show up, but I mean, in her case, some people it shows up in. But anything that you got that has a poppy derivative, please send it to Smell Good, DJ Smell Good, and he'll dispose of it properly.
Right, right. Yeah, y'all follow the info up. Y'all make sure y'all follow the info up. Send that to.
Any opiate products, please send them to DJ Smell Good, and he'll make sure that they get put in the furnace and burned.
Yeah, definitely burned.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, definitely burned. Yeah, man. Shit.
Shit, man. Shit. Shit. I gotta learn how to speak your language, Ebonics.
It's funny that Sinai has no problem. It's like he understands me though. It's weird. I'm like, how the hell are you?
Where the fuck's he been at?
Well, no, that was, you know, he on the early show, you know what I'm saying? Late
night. But where's he been at, man? Where's Cy been?
He's been on the show. The show Monday was.
I missed him. I've been looking for
him. Oh, man, you missed Monday, man. Monday was crazy.
Damn.
Man, Monday, you got to listen to the archive.
All right.
Just do that for me. We're talking about cocaine. Cocaine was a hell of a drug, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, we all had our battles with it, I'm sure.
Yeah, so I had some guys from the UK just call in, and they was going to prank call at first. But then when they found out what we was talking about, they decided to go ahead and get
touch
serious.
Touch on the subject, huh?
Yeah, then they all, I mean, everybody had.
Okay. Everybody had a cocaine story, huh?
The hell was that? There we go. All right, Heavenly Angels in the building.
Hi, Heavenly Angels, baby. Okay.
Nice
show.
Sounds great.
What happened to your car now?
Oh, damn water pump going out on it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, that means I'm on the Craigslist looking for a new vehicle.
Well, that's an easy.
You better get yourself a motherfucking moped.
I got a bicycle. I mean, really, I used to ride my bicycle 13 miles every day to get to work. You know what I'm saying? And
I know,
really, 26 miles a day.
down Myrtle Beach, everybody loses their driver's license down there. So you don't need a license to drive one of those 50cc mopeds. So you see everybody driving those mopeds down there, all the drunks. You can see their faces are all fucked up, driving mopeds up the highway.
I'm leaving.
Well, I want to give a shout out to my sister. She's the guest in the chat room.
Okay, what's happening?
Hi, sis.
She's at work at Yahoo, you know.
Hi, sis.
She work at Yahoo?
Doing her thing.
She work for Yahoo?
Yeah, she works for Yahoo.
Yeah. You got Yahoo and you got Yeehaw. Why didn't nobody invented a Yeehaw?
I know what she be feeling. You know?
Oh, drat these computers. They're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
Well.
Yeah, baby.
Sitting at work kind of mad, you know. It's all
Yeehaw.com.
Welcome to the show, you know what I'm saying? And this is, let me see if I got something. I got something for her. Let me jump over here real quick, y'all. Excuse me. Do, 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 do. Man, what the f*** is going on, man? This shit is working.
You're pretty good. Not.
Yeah, exactly. Not. Shit's sucking, man. What the hell's going on? Well, shout out to Miss Heavenly Angel. Sis has something like that. Who that? What happened? But big up to you, man. Let me finish my mother's news, man. We back in Florida, where a bear burglarizes home and makes off with a pork roast. Pretty sure y'all found him a little ways down, because the pork should have put him to sleep. Yeah. Charlotte Rooney awakes most mornings at peace with the bears that ramble around her home on the edge of the Ocala National Forest. They respect each other as long as boundaries aren't crossed. That tolerance went out the window along with Rooney's pork roast. The culprit, a 400-pound bear who has grown more daring every week, the 400-pounder, dubbed Big Daddy Bear by Rooney, broke through a screen window of her paisley home to raid the household freezer. How the hell do you just got a fucking screen door? You got bears walking around your shit.
I mean, motherfucking bars on them windows and doors.
You know what I'm saying? How stupid is that?
Them bears will come right. They'll come right in your fucking house if they smell food. They don't give a
what
fuck.
I
know I'm bigger than this motherfucker. I'll eat them. Fuck them.
They sitting on the porch and shit, chewing tobacco and shit, spitting everywhere, watching the bears walk by. The bears just sizing y'all ass up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's like that dude.
Up.
That dude thought he was cool on that one show they had on Discovery Channel. He lived as a bear for 4 or 5 years. So him and his girlfriend, they decided to live up there full time. Him and his girl, motherfucking girl, was sitting there screaming, watching the bears eat him. And then the bears came over to eat her. It was all on fucking film. They didn't show it to us. They just showed us the audio.
That was too funny for me. I would have get ass in the war. Well, anyways, over here in Pennsylvania. You heard about this one. Robert gets nothing, tripped over his baggy pants. That's a stupid motherfucker, man. Oh, man. At least 3 men followed a man who had won about $2,000 at the Sugar House Casino all the way to his home in New Jersey. 2 of the men then jumped the 26-year-old, cracking him in the skull with a handgun. The attackers got nothing for their effort, partly because the victim wrestled one to the ground and another tripped over his baggy pants and fell down. Well, y'all, stupid. I don't know, Evelyn, y'all got to give it a war real quick. And I
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit, lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
All sniffing. I give up.
And you're back.
And we're back.
Hey, Smelly, guess what? The
Chicken
fucking
butt.
Steelers are playing the fucking Dolphins this week, baby.
Oh, yeah?
You better look the fuck out. I know it's like you're not your team. I know Tampa's your team, but I mean, we're close enough there, you know what I mean? It's like Pittsburgh and Philly. But I really don't give a fuck what Philly does ever, so. You like the Dolphins?
Yeah.
How about getting your kicks? How about getting your kicks at bid 66? Yeah, baby, come on now.
Yeah, man, what you need? We got it all. What do you need, baby?
Get your rubber chicks at bid 66.
Are you signed up for Blessing? Angel.
Heavenly Angel, you signed up to bid 66?
No, I've been there, though.
You should have signed up. I'd give you some free bids.
You're not signed up. What are you waiting on?
I'm going to write this down, Smelly, because I want to give you some free bids, too, today. I got to write it down. I fucking forget all the time. I'm writing it down. I swear to God. I put it on paper, and I'm going to take it down to the girl downstairs, which happens to be my wife, and give it to her to fucking give you free bids for Smelly. Hey, what do you got down under, DJ Smellgood?
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. Get great name brand items at a fraction of retail pricing. It's easy and it's fun at bid66.com. Sign up right now and get 10 free bids. Great items going up for bid every day, such as Apple iPads, pirate tickets, Xboxes, and gift cards. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory.
Wow.
So do what I do. Get your kicks from bid66.com.
That was
cool.
With the nowhere.
Smelly, what's your username?
Yeah, I think it's Smelly. Every time I'll be forgetting, man. Every time I go to sign.
No, buddy, I want to give you some bids right now.
I have to go all sign into the motherfucker and all that.
Blessed Angel, sign up and I'll give you some free bids, dear.
Okay.
I got that power.
I know
that
you do.
Power. Let me get the last nutty news of the day. Obama is to appear on TV show Mythbusters.
Really?
And I actually like that show. Questions tackled this year on Mythbusters include, what's worse, having an empty beer bottle smashed over your head or a full one? And can a sniffer dog be thrown off the scent using household items? The Obama episode reprises an earlier debunking of the 2,000-year-old story that Greek mathematician and engineer Archimedes set fire to an invading Roman fleet using a system of mirrors to focus the sun's rays. Obama pointed to studies showing that U.S. students ranked 25th in the world in scores on math, science, and engineering.
They're going to have Obama on for that?
Yeah, what the fuck was that supposed to mean?
I thought maybe he was going to say, see, I told you I got a birth certificate, and show it.
Yeah, Mythbuster. I like that.
That'll be the day.
Fuck all you KKK.
Oh, man, that's too funny. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, anyways, people.
Anyway, are you getting that name, or am I sitting here playing with my scrotum?
Don't know what you're personally doing, but, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And it's what time of the day? We're not even in the morning yet.
Is it time? I've been up. Man, I've been up 5 hours already. 5.5 hours.
Because I've been down so very damn long.
The Arrow Garden Elite with Gourmet Herb Seed Kit. The Toro 1800 Power Curve Snow Thrower. I need that. Yeah. Right in Florida. I need a snow thrower. I'm a bit on that. I want to win.
Are you looking that up, Smelly?
I'm on the site, brother. I'm reading all your products.
I'm just asking, what is your username?
Hiking something.
Let me see if she can find it.
Man, I miss most of the nutty news. You can't dig up no more? I still need to get my nutty on.
Hey, you gonna be talking like that in front of your sister?
Oh, she knows me all too well.
Let's see what we can do from this heaven angel. If I can't find my damn password again. Da-da-da-da. What didn't I read? It was something I forgot to read, though. There was some news I forgot to cover, man. We had some other news.
Hey, Smelly, what's up with the oil spill? Have you heard any more about it?
No, it's supposed to be fixed. And all the oil is mysteriously gone. No.
How about the beaches? Were they all fucked up, or did it save it all?
Yeah, man, people are getting... Oh, man, people are focused right now on getting free claims and all this shit. But it's down there on the panhandle and shit. It's still down there on the beaches and shit. It's crazy.
So I missed the first hour. What did you talk about? Ford cars breaking down?
Yeah, the fucking Ford, man. Don't lie everybody
the whole
goddamn
fucking time.
Ford, man.
That stupid car, he talked about it.
Goddamn right. The whole fucking time. Shit. Fucking Ford.
Like we rebuilt the engine on the show.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
He finally realized that it's not worth fixing the car. It's worth getting another one.
The next two headlines, yeah. All right. Troublemaker picks a fight with the wrong guy, and man tries to sell drugs door to door.
Hello, drugs here. Get your Vietnamese red, your Thai stick here.
Yeah, this is in California in a bizarre shooting in front of an upscale restaurant in downtown Sacramento. Police said a member of a jazz band pulled a pistol and shot one of two men who had picked fights with a waiter, a homeless man, and the band member. The band member, whom police did not identify, was detained but not arrested. The wounded man was taken to an area hospital with multiple gunshot wounds to his upper body. The fuck, you shot him with a 22? Shot him with multiple gunshots? Goddamn. Just shot randomly, just shot wild and shit. Yeah, pow, 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 die.
Where's your gun at?
You know what I'm saying?
Who was homeless?
No, he said he had the dude attack the homeless man and a band member.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
That's what you get. And then over in South Carolina, neighbors in one Murrell's Inlet development.
Yeah, that's right where I lived at, Murrell's Inlet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, what happened there?
It's probably you. Oh. Said they're in shock after a man is arrested for trying to sell marijuana and crack to several people door to door. They saw the suspect walking around the neighborhood around 10 p.m. According to sources familiar with the investigation, one neighbor worked to lure the suspect to the home of an off-duty police officer.
Hi, I'm from Acme Crack and Weed. Can I interest you in some weed or some crack? I have some samples here.
Well, I'd like to try some.
Which would you like to try? The crack-a-doodle or the weed-a-roni?
Weed-a-roni sounds all right. Delicious.
All right. And which
I
way would you like?
I think he gets a motherfucking award.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Right.
Tasty.
Why didn't do that?
Tasty treats, door to door.
Selling crack, though. I mean, not even weed. What the hell? I'm not even going there. Wow. What the hell are you thinking?
Yeah,
oh, those
crazy
motherfuckers are stupid, Donner. I promise you, he's a good old boy.
Damn, that's crazy now. In North Carolina, kid brings pot to school to turn in his parents.
Huh?
Dumbass, punk ass kid.
What'd you do? Where's my pot at? You little motherfucker. You took my pot and turned it into the principal? I'm gonna bust your little fucking ass.
Yeah, shit. Two parents are facing drug charges after the child took their drugs. The school and told a school officer's parents were breaking the law. Police said he brought his parents' marijuana cigarettes to school when he reported them. I don't give drugs to my kids, the father said. When asked how his kid got a hold of his drugs, he replied, that's no one's business.
Gotcha, daddy.
That's fucked up.
I'd be beating that little bastard to hell and back.
Let's see if I got something for the kid.
Trick or treat.
Yeah. I don't think I got no award for the kid. I used to have some award for kids. But
you know what I got? When I at Halloween time, the kids, I get about 110, 120 kids at my house. What I do is I make a big bowl of Jell-O, and they put their bag out, and I scoop a Jell-O into their bag.
Oh, wow. That's
I've been doing that for 20 years. They still don't talk to it, the dumb little fuckers.
No. And they don't come back and egg your house?
Yeah. Fuck no, they know I'd kill them.
Toilet paper it or
I'd
the
kill
their
daddies. I'd kill their daddies.
This is for the little kid, man.
You got shit for brains.
Get out of here, you little fucks.
Oh, yeah. We got awards for everybody. Adult,
precious,
big, small, skinny, tall. It don't matter. We got them. Oh.
On over here, I got some candy for you, little girl.
What is that? Generator keeper. What the hell is that?
Where's that guy at, Molly?
Late breaking crazy news from
I linked
the
it
bridge.
These are advertisements in the newspaper.
You got some Molly,
did you go Halloweening when you were a little kid? Did you go out knock on doors to get candy?
Yeah.
I used to come back with friggin' pillowcases. Everybody took their pillowcases. And I would come back at the end of the night with two full pillowcases to the top with candy. I mean, that's how much candy. You know how we got it? We tried
Yeah, we know
up.
How you got it. Snatch
we go to the same
house candy.
Like four times.
What was that?
We got in the same house like three or four times.
Sure.
We did. I seriously did.
I got some offers for you there, Easy Rider. You can add these to your website.
Go ahead,
you got used toilet paper.
Alrighty, let me write that down. Used toilet paper. Is that used by an Italian or a Polish person?
I have a wide selection of brands and designs. Call for details and prices. for sale, have one pair hardly used dentures. Only two
teeth
missing.
Oh, yeah, that's a big seller there.
With two missing front teeth.
$100 or best offer.
All right, I might keep that for myself.
We got
these are real
the,
ads in the paper.
You know how people be crazy shit, you know what I'm saying? Used tombstone, perfect for someone named Homer Hendel Mergen Heinzel.
Homer Hengel Mergentagel. Oh, heck, my name's Homer Hengel Mergen.
One only.
Hengel.
Also wanted somebody to go back in time with me. This is not a joke. P.O. Box 322, Oakview, California, 93022.
Maybe
you'll
we
get
can
paid
sell it.
After, you'll get paid after we get back. You must bring your own weapons. Safety not guaranteed. I have only done this once before.
Oh, I like it.
Right.
Sign me up, baby.
I will if you will.
Right. Turkey for sale. Partially eaten. Only 8 days old. Both drumsticks still intact. $23 or best offer. Right. Or you got, last but not least, full-size mattress. Royal Tonic. 20-year warranty, like new, slight urine smell, $40.
Only $40, too.
Only $40. Wow. Get it now. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, 1-800? Hell no. Former marijuana, this is employment wanted. Former marijuana smuggler, having successfully completed a 10-year sentence, incident-free for importing 75 tons of marijuana into the United States. I am now seeking a legal and legitimate means to support myself and my family. Business experience is owned and operated a successful business, multi-vessel, one airplane, one island, and processing facility. Simultaneously owned and operated a fleet of tractor-trailer trucks conducting business in the Western United States. During this time, I also co-owned and participated in the executive-level management of 120 people worldwide and a successful pot smuggling venture with revenues in excess of $100 million annually. I took responsibility for my own actions and received a 10-year sentence in the United States while others walked free for their, cooperation. Attributes, I am an expert in all levels of security. I have extensive computer skills, am personable, outgoing, well-educated, reliable, clean, and sober. I have spoken in schools to thousands of kids and parent groups over the past 10 years on the consequence of choice and received public recognition from the RCMP for community service. I am well-traveled and speak English, French, and Spanish. References available from friends, family, and the U.S. District Attorney. Yeah, damn.
Oh, wow. Really selling yourself there.
Damn. If that ain't a resume, shit, homie. All right.
What they don't tell you is that he's wanted by the FBI.
You know what I'm saying? We're looking for your motherfucker, man. Over here in Thailand, lost thieves abandoned a stolen pickup and their own car.
All
right. Bungling thieves abandoned a stolen pickup and their own car after being unable to find a way out of a housing estate in Chonburi. They were soon arrested after returning to the scene and asking police officers if they could have their car back. Sombat Maitong, 45, reported the theft of his Toyota Vigo pickup to the Sriracha police around 3 a.m.
Is there some kind of award for that?
You already know, people. Jesus.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
And you go back and ask the police for the car back, though.
Yeah. All people.
You got away. Motherfuckers got away. And you... All right. All right. In North Carolina, mall sorry for throwing kissing lesbians out. Why would you welcome that shit? A lesbian couple who say they were axed to leave a North Carolina shopping center for sharing a kiss and a hug met with the center's property manager. Oh, okay, I thought y'all was something else. We welcome the opportunity to sit down with the women and offer our sincere regrets over last week's incident, said George York, president of York Properties. The security officer told the couple that they were being inappropriate and that nobody wants to see that here. That's how I like me and shit. Man, get y'all ass out of here, man. I'm gonna see that shit around here, man. Fuck out of here with that shit, man. Kiss this shit. Get y'all ass out of here, man. I don't even wanna see, y'all get a bump up. I don't even wanna see no goddamn male on female kissing this shit. Get, yeah, hey. Fuck out of here, man. What the fuck y'all kissing in here for, man? Get the hell out of here, man. Go get a room. Anyways, all the way over here in India.
Hello, India.
Happy Navaratri. Navaratri, y'all. Whatever that is. Goat sacrifice sparks fatal stampede in India. An argument over sacrificing goats during a Hindu festival triggered a stampede that killed 10 people at a packed temple in northern India. More than 40,000 people, many inebriated, had taken their goats to the Tildahai village temple in Bihar state to offer sacrifice and prayers to the goddess Durga on the last day of the Navaratri festival. As the worshippers lined up before the butcher, people were vying with each other to get their goat sacrificed first. A scuffle broke out. And people were trampled.
Hey, I'm going to DM you something. Trying to do something for you nice here.
Hold up.
Wait a minute. Let me get in the room here. Son of a bitch. Do me a favor. It fucking backfires on you all the fucking time. Tired of being a nice fucking guy. This nice guy shit ain't cutting it.
Right.
I gotta fucking sign in again, motherfucker.
Alright, two more left, goddammit, that's it.
Two more, you're out.
Over here in Baltimore, officers killed in fight over parking spot.
Oh, God.
Man, wow. Anybody here?
Yeah. Don't go to radio.
Yeah, I think that's what we're on.
No shit, Dick Tracy.
Oh, man, that was a pretty good movie. And off duty, Baltimore police detective out celebrating his birthday.
What the hell?
God damn right. How many times you gonna fucking do that? Tom, John, whatever she just said.
Wow, he made it in now.
And off duty, Baltimore police detective out celebrating his birthday was killed during a fight over a parking space. Stevenson would have turned 38 on Sunday, was celebrating his birthday with a friend when he started fighting over a parking space. The dispute escalated. A suspect pulled a rock or larger piece of concrete from the ground and struck the officer with it. Damn.
Wow.
Man.
Okay. You got a moment for him?
Yeah, I guess I do now. I mean, hell. Oh. Motherfucking police.
Just a moment,
you know,
of silence, please.
You know, we don't want to fucking have no love and no police, but you know, since we do
come
have.
Come on now. You know, we all believe the same, baby.
Yeah.
Shoot him up now with the gun if you want.
Read your PM message, man.
years. If this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
I got the gravy.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Okay, yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is what?
Man, I gave you all kind of bids about a week or two ago. You didn't even fucking use them.
Oh, well, I mean, shit, by the time I be going to get on, I'll be having to go out and, you know, go to work and shit.
Yeah, right.
You know, but I know that they're there, so I can save them up and roll them over
there
and do a mass smash on somebody's ass when I need to win something. Yeah.
On there, man. 3,000 winners last month, buddy.
Hey, congratulations, bro.
Hey, my 1-year anniversary this week.
Oh, yeah, you're throwing
a big
party?
Yeah, you're going to be getting an email, and what we're doing for an anniversary, anybody that's on our email list is going to get 20 free bids. So, Blessed Angel, you should get on it right now because the email's coming out. It might not be on it. It might be a little bit late for that email. I don't know. But the email's going out tomorrow. But
hey, I'm on that list, man.
Yeah, you're on there. So you're going to have a lot of bids to mess around with this weekend.
So. Last but not least, in Canada, woman says McDonald's washroom stall door fell on her.
I don't believe it.
Right. An Edmonton woman has filed a $300,000 lawsuit against McDonald's restaurants after alleging she was badly hurt when a lady's washroom stall door fell on top of her.
Right.
Holly McDormott says she suffered multiple injuries and post-traumatic stress disorder. As she entered one of the toilet cubicles, the door came off its hinges and fell on top of her.
Right. Then what happened, the manager went over and offered her a cup of coffee, and it spilled on her and burned her.
And then somebody came and shit in her mouth.
Right. And then she ate a cheeseburger and got homemade poisoning.
All right. Get the fuck out of here.
She was probably hanging on the door.
Come on, man. What the?
Look, my sweaty
nuts. It ain't like them some like 400-pound doors and shit. Like, come the fuck on.
Look, these nuts.
It came up off of the hinges. It would have fell down to the ground. So, therefore, you should have got your ass out the fucking way. How the hell is
I would believe that she got her toe hurt. Maybe her toe could have got hurt or something. Maybe.
I'm going to give her an award.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah. Too crazy for me, people. Too crazy for me. All right, I gotta make a phone call.
Flaming Mouse.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Last name Jazz, first name Hugh.
Hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jazz. No, somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jazz.
Oh, I'm Hugh Jazz.
Oh.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
I'm Ivana Tinkle. Can I help you?
Great. Yes, hello?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a... Can I call down there and see about getting a bus ticket?
To where?
Hawaii.
From where? From Pelham to where?
Hawaii. Trying to take the family like on a vacation.
Okay. Can you hold on real quick?
Hello?
Yeah.
I can't be on hold too long. This calling card about to go off.
Okay, then just give me the name of the city and the state.
I'm going to Hawaii, Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Hawaii.
Are you going to Grand?
H-A, what the name? H-A. Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Right.
On the Greyhound to Hawaii.
That's right.
No, I don't think the grass falls over. You got to call the plane.
Hey, I can't call the plane. It costs too damn much.
Well, I mean, there's no way to.
I mean, you can't like make some kind of arrangement to drive us, like to the coast and make some arrangement to get us on the boat or something.
You have to call a travel agency for that.
Now what is that?
Huh?
What is that?
Travel agency.
Right. What does they do? Is that like the?
They'll set you up tickets for a cheaper rate.
To go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
On the bus.
Yeah.
So you do have the bus and go to Hawaii.
It'll go to L.A., and then from there you have to take a boat.
Right. Now, listen, let me ask you, can I transport my hogs?
I don't know.
I mean, I like on the Greyhound. Can I take my animals?
I don't know. You got to call Greyhound for 800.
Well, this the number right here. It says Greyhound. That's what I dialed.
Yeah, but I'll give you...
Look here, I need to get some answers right now. Somebody's ass going to get whooped.
Somebody's ass gonna get whooped. And we're back. All right, people, I'm out of weed.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
I'm out of marijuana. That means the show is over. Oh. Oh, sorry.
Marijuana tastes
Half
good.
Blunt.
Like a good blunt
abruptly
should.
It is abruptly over. It is. God damn it.
Not over yet. You got 8 minutes.
Yeah, I can't go nowhere anyway. This goddamn car broke down. Shit.
You're fucked.
Suck, man. Shit.
You might as well extend it another fucking day. I mean, an hour.
Well. All right. This is what I'll do. This is where I draw the line, all right? This is where I draw the line.
That's the blind, baby.
Got a few more minutes, gonna hang out, check out a couple of jazz and tunes. Shout out to Easy Rider, this Heavenly Angel. This Heavenly Angel sister out there, chilling with us at work. Alright, appreciate you hanging out, that's what it do. Live and regular game radio, Wednesday, Wednesday. Why the fuck would you buy a goddamn phone?
This is where I draw the line. This is where I change my mind. Though you say she's just a friend, she's been sleeping where I've been, acting like your next of kin. Though you keep me hanging on, same old story. Once again, I must remind, please review my exit sign. This is where I draw the line. This is where I close the door. Can't take your secret anymore. Too many calls I'm not returned, so some bridges must be burned. Some poor fools, they never learn. I bought a vowel, got a flu. I solved a puzzle and now we're through. Some other lifetime I'll be gone. But as for the present time, this is where I draw the line. I still believe love is good. Yes, I got hope for someone new. Can taste new candy on my plate. Some new friends,
I might forget just where I've been, traveling down the same dead end. But thanks a lot for showing me I deserve better, and now you're free. Don't wanna take up all your time, I only call to drop a dime. This is where I draw the line. This is where I draw the line. This is where I draw the line. Ooh, hey, no, no, no.
This is what I'm gonna do. Pack your things.